crank it up for a second. Going to see him tonight. Unfortunately, he doesn't really sound like this anymore. That's my guy, DLR.
Jump.
You gotta roll with the punches. So tonight, David Lee Roth, Hard Rock Live. I will be there. I'm cringing thinking about it, but excited to see him finally.
You should be. It's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic.
Yes. It's
nostalgic. Crank it up, Jimmy. All right. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I just saw on Funky Buddha's Instagram, half off wings tonight. Can't beat that. Mm. Half off wings? Today's day and age?
Man, I got to go to Funky Buddha. I had some wings last night that was so garbage.
And then I saw Funky Buddha, they put on Instagram, ready for a yam good time? Guess what arrives August 8th? Dan Day might know this because he does trivia there on Mondays. Do you know what arrives there on August 8th?
I'm guessing it's their yam-flavored beer.
Sweet potato casserole.
Ooh, that's good. It's one of my favorites.
I've never had that one. Is that good? Does it yes. have like a sweet potato flavor?
It really does. It's delicious.
It hits
like
too.
The blueberry cobbler one, like you like that, yes. because it really tastes like blueberry cobbler. The sweet potato one. I don't know how. Listen, we have Ryan on the show all the time. He is a crazy genius.
He is. He's like a mad genius.
It's wild, but their beers are so good.
Well, tonight, Funky Buddha wings 50% off, and their wings happen to be really good.
So. Yeah.
Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. This is very exciting for me. First of all, Solana is with us in Uruguay. He's joined us today. He's on vacation, but he's joined us today for a couple of hours. We appreciate that. There is a new mispronunciation alert. And listen, this is not political, all right? Because it's Trump trying to pronounce Tua Tagovailoa. I'm going to play it for you guys here. We have the sound. This is not political. We play Barack Obama mispronouncing Giannis Antetokounmpo. So don't give me your stupid text. What about Biden? Okay, what about Biden? China, whatever. This is funny. So I think what happened, I love that. China. David Lee Roth, I told you at the beginning of the show, he kind of moves like Biden, which is not great for a rock and roller.
Not at all.
But he does have that kind of gait. But anyway, here's Donald Trump today. I think he was announcing the new President's Council on Fitness. They're bringing that back. I don't know if you remember back when we used to have PE, but there was a presidential fitness seal or something. Like you had to do certain things in PE and you would get and they did away with this a while ago, but he's bringing it back. But I think Tua is part of the Presidential Council on Fitness. And Donald Trump was doing a little press conference today to introduce who's on the council. Here's how it went.
And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback who is he's been fantastic. He's been, when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's a great guy.
You son of a gun. You had to mention that he gets injured all the time, huh? Let's listen to this one more time. Donald Trump pronouncing Tua Tagovailoa.
And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback.
I like how he does it breathy at the end.
Really, he's been fantastic. He's been, when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's a great guy.
Play just the beginning of it again, Jimmy. just the name.
Just quickly, Jimmy.
And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback.
That's enough. I love when Ovalia.
When you're endorsing physical education, the guy you talk about is always injured. It's kind of, isn't that oxymoronic a little bit?
Haven't you noticed that about a lot of things that go on in this administration? That's the perfect example. That is the administration in a microcosm. That encouraging was physical that education was political. Sorry, I was trying to give an apolitical.
Injured guy. Let's get the injured guy on this list. He really knows how it takes.
Tua Tagovailoa.
He put a couple extra letters in there.
Here's a text from Victor Bermudez regarding Carson Beck. Carson Beck at Georgia last season, 3,485 passing yards, 28 touchdowns. By comparison, that would be only third to Cam Ward and Steve Walsh in touchdowns. His 3,485 passing yards would be fourth most, only behind Cam Ward, Bernie Kosar, and Brad Kaya. It would be more passing yards than Ken Dorsey in 2002. Moral of the text from Victor: if Beck is who he was at UGA, Miami goes undefeated.
I almost want, I even asked Dono, I want, because Dono, I brought the names, I got them written down. Dono, Gino, DBJ, and Josie, on air and off air, all told me they were like, Chan, because I did the whole,
John Michaels,
he couldn't
too.
Even start at Washington State. I was, yeah, and Vic, like, I criticized him, and they all talked to me. They were like, bro, Cam Ward can spin that thing. And that's why I got to ask now, like, I'm kind of learning my lesson when I criticize these transfers. If Carson Beck, if I get Vic and these dudes to tell me, like, no, you have, because I'm not going to Kane's campus. That's an hour and a half from my damn house. I'm not riding way down there. But if they were like, bro, just listen, he can spin that thing, I will listen this time. I did not listen to the Cam Ward thing.
But how could he say that? And I'm not, look, Vic is around the program and might be at camp or whatever. I'm not saying that Carson Beck isn't going to be great. I think he is. I think he looks confident. I think if he plays the way he did at Georgia, this Hurricanes team will compete. And I think they can compete for an ACC title. But how could you say the guy who literally went first overall last year, who arguably had the best individual season in Miami Hurricanes football for a quarterback, and that's saying something, didn't go undefeated. Somebody is going to come in now, and probably
I think he was being a little hyperbolic. I don't think he was really saying that. If he is who he was in Georgia, they go undefeated.
But I hate when my Canes come out of me. That defense was terrible last year. Those cornerbacks were terrible last year. Cam had to score 40 points to win games. Yeah. If they can solidify this defense, what's the name? Heatherman, the Minnesota DC that brought it. Like, if they can hold teams to 20, this team could be, to your point, Solana, I do not think, honestly, and now I'm going right back on what I just said, I don't think Carson Beck's going to be in the Heisman race. But if this defense can tighten up and Carson Beck can be a portion of what Cam Ward was, now y'all might have something.
That's why I say I'm a little exuberant. I'm a little excited. And listen, for the Canes, it's going to come down to Carson Beck. And for the Dolphins, yeah, it's going to come down to Tua Tagovailoa. Let's get headlines with Dante. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
So lucky. No one ever mispronounces my name.
Yeah, you don't really have that. Is that your birth name? Are you Dan Day? That like
Daniel.
Not a radio name?
No. Everybody thinks it is. So if you want to think it is, it might be. But it's not. But it might be.
Dan Day.
Jesus Sanchez, he is no longer with the Marlins. He has been traded to the Astros.
By the way, I should mention that. I'm watching MLB Network. If anything happens before 6 o'clock, there's 46 minutes left. If anything happens before 6 o'clock, we'll have it for you.
In return, the Marlins get a right-hand pitcher by the name of Ryan Gusto and two prospects, an infielder named Chase Jaworski. That's the 13th prospect overall for Houston, and an outfielder by the name of Esmil Valencia.
All right.
Get him, Bendix. Man, baseball, we don't know who the hell half these people are. Get him, Bendix. If you like him, I love him.
Gotta love Lionel Messi. He had two assists.
Man, you are leaning into this Bendix thing. You and Solana. I don't understand it because they're having a good little run. I mean,
they were garbage.
Listen, this is surprising. There's no question. I thought they were going to be epically bad. I thought they were going to be on the level of the White Sox last year. So this season has been a surprise. The way you guys talk about Peter Bendix, I mean, good God. How about, like, let something play out other than a surprise season where you're just under 500?
What he did in Tampa? And now what he's doing here, what I didn't know. Did you know who Stores was? Because I didn't.
No. But, that's fine. He's not hitting for the Triple Crown. He's really good. He's an all-star. But, you've got to have someone on the team that's excellent.
Pat Riley.
Stop it. Don't even.
Bill Zito. Throw Bill Zito in there.
No, but to be fair.
Pat Riley, Bill Zito. Appreciate it, Dan. Pat Riley, Bill Zito, Bendix.
To be fair, Hawk, I jumped on the Bendix train. I was a part of the Bendix boys before it was cool. And here's my rationale, and it was my rationale from the beginning. I think, given what he has to work with, which is zero money, zero resources, essentially, I think he understands how to build a team with that type of dynamic, because he did it in Tampa, which is the only reason why I had faith in him. Plus, he's nerdy. I like that. I like my GM to be like a Moneyball nerd kind of guy. So that's why I bought in. And look, I mean, the results speak for themselves, right? A bunch of guys who are overperforming and were prospects. You traded Trevor Rogers for Stowers. He's come. He's produced. Gus Buss, Agustin Ramirez, another prospect. He's looked really impressive. So I'm just saying, hey, we're looking at a couple of young prospects who don't cost a lot of money, who have kind of shown that, at the very least, this guy kind of knows what he's doing. That's two prospects right there I named to you that are over.
No. I'm with you. I'm not saying that it hasn't been surprising, and with the parameters he's given, he's doing all right. But the way you guys talk about Peter Bendix, it's like, oh, in Bendix I trust. And I'm like, for what?
He got an eye, Hawk. He got an eye.
Well, where was the eye last season?
He was building.
Somebody kicked sand in his face. And like, to Solana's point, him and Solana were in band together. They're both percussion players. Like, I like that guy. Don't be too cool.
A little Solana inconsistency, though. I like my GM nerdy, yet Pat Riley is slick as hell and Bill Zito's tough as hell.
Well, that's the one caveat. Pat Riley, great hair. I mean, if you're not going to be a nerd, be the other extreme. Be the coolest guy in the room. And
Armani suit.
And listen,
And
listen, don't sleep on Bill Zito, though. He'll slap the hell out of you, too.
Oh,
Bill got a little girth in his shoulders.
Yeah, no question.
Real quick, Dolphins.
I would take him in a fight over Jonah Gadjevich, who you mentioned earlier.
Ooh.
I take Zito.
Dolphins did not practice today. They get back at it tomorrow. The Canes did open practice today, and Carson Beck, apparently everyone we've checked in with says it looked like a good leader, and he's a good quarterback. He's going to be a good quarterback this year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's it. That's what the team depends on, but it's the same thing. I talked to somebody about this. Oh, what if Tua? What if Tua? What if Tua? What if Josh Allen's not there? What if Lamar Jackson's not there? What if Patrick Mahomes isn't there? What if Jalen Hurts isn't there? Like, it's that if Tua's healthy thing. If all those other Super Bowl caliber teams, if their quarterback goes down, they're going to get their ass kicked.
Well, speaking of Tua and trying to stay healthy, here is the president, Donald Trump, commenting today on Tua and him trying to stay healthy for a season.
And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback who is he's been fantastic. He's been, when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's a great guy.
Man, we're rooting for you, Tagovailoa.
And he's a great guy. Tua's never met Donald Trump.
No, they have. They've hung out.
They have?
Yeah, he's a Trump guy.
Yeah.
Tua is?
Oh.
Yeah.
He just sounded so caught in the air. He said, he goes, who's the great quarterback? Doesn't say the team. Doesn't say anything. A great guy. He just had bullet points. You could tell he was going through the bullet points. Like, he couldn't phonetically get it on time. Then he didn't know what team he played for.
It is, admittedly, a very difficult name to pronounce if you're not used to pronouncing it. So
just say Tua. The whole world knows what Tua means.
Yeah. That's bad planning on the president's handlers, to be quite I'm being 100% honest.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the handlers, you go, we're not even putting his last name there. Everybody knows it's Tua. Everyone's going to know who you're talking about.
Or just write it how it's pronounced. Tung O Vailoa. Like, just write it how it's pronounced so he could read it that way.
Yeah.
Terrible advice. Don't put that long ass name on a piece of paper.
Tua Tung Violets.
Terrible advice, Solana.
Let's do some weather. It is hot here in South Florida, and it's not going to stop until probably December. So be warned.
It's true.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua. You can make Tua Tartar.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. There is officially 10 minutes left in MLB trade deadline time. And I told you if something happened before six, we would have it for you. Craig Mish from Sports Grid and FanDuel Sports Network. I know you guys had him on yesterday on the show. Craig Mish tweets out, the Miami Marlins will not be trading Sandy Alcantara today. He'll once again be the ace down the stretch as the Marlins keep pushing this season and developing for the future. So that's surprising to me. I said at the beginning of the show, I expected him to be moved. And when I saw earlier, a couple hours ago, when Jesus Sanchez was traded to Houston, I thought to myself, okay, that's the beginning. Like, they're going to start moving people now. They waited to the very end, and now they're going to start moving people. But looks like only Jesus Sanchez gets moved. Again, there's 9 minutes left, but the big dog, Sandy Alcantara, who many people thought pitched his last game this week for the Marlins, did not. Sandy Alcantara will remain a Miami Marlin. Again, Craig Mish tweets out, the Miami Marlins will not be trading Sandy Alcantara today. He'll once again be the ace down the stretch as the Marlins keep pushing this season and developing for the future. So, obviously, there wasn't the offer that persuaded them to get rid of him. And, again, I do think I'm still watching MLB Network, and they're doing a trade alert right now. So, I'm still like, I know Mish just said that. Edward Cabrera is still up there. That could still possibly happen in the next 8-7 minutes. But, no, nothing with Sandy. The only thing, like I say, I think the Marlins would have had to be absolutely wowed by a package. And if they traded him, and he's their highest paid guy, like, they really would have had an embarrassingly low payroll. So I don't think they necessarily had the impetus to just move him for the sake of moving him. They can certainly trade him during the offseason or before next year's trade deadline. And I'm excited because they've been fun to watch. And his last two games have been his best two games of the season by a wide margin. So,
and there was a report that he had his bags packed already.
And he was ready to roll. So now he's got to unpack his bags.
But Hawk, you talked about it earlier, where I'm not calling him Pat Riley. I'm not calling him Bill Zito. But Bendix is doing an okay job. Xavier Edwards. Stowers, these guys,
I love
the names, Bender. I love it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, let's see what happens. And hopefully they build. Hopefully, well, we talked about it when you were gone, where Bryce Harper cussed out Manfred about this salary cap. But we can start spending money, young, cheap pieces, and then you add some real good pieces around them. We might, you know, we might have us old World Series run or something like that. So, well, Bendix, keep doing your thing. The hell with Hawk.
I don't know about that.
You're a Bendix hater.
Listen,
you're a Bendix hater.
They're exciting, and they have over-delivered this season. I'm 100% down with the Marlins right now, other than the fact that they shadow banned Matt Mervis, and the guy's tearing it up.
Listen,
he is tearing it up in Jacksonville.
F Mervis.
Yeah, F you.
Hey.
And But I'm not going to crown Peter Bendix the way that you didn't want to crown. Who was the manager when they went to the playoffs? Was it Skip Schumacher? Had the one season where they went to the playoffs. I mean, yeah. We, you know, what are we doing? Like, COVID. He's the greatest new.
That's not true. That's not true. Kim Ng was the GM, and we crowned her. We celebrated her. We applauded her moves in 1 year.
And I applaud Bendix, but we never said Kim Ng was going to be the next Pat Riley or Bill Zito. We didn't rave about her for days on end the way you guys have been doing with Peter Bendix.
But who's the last GM that we had with the Marlins that you kind of see like they might know what they're doing?
Kim Ng. She was just the one before him. No. Kind of. She was the team president or whatever.
Yeah, but she was wishy-washy. She didn't know what her job was.
Mike Hill as well. I liked Mike Hill. I don't know what you guys are doing with Peter Bendix. I hope Peter Bendix is really great. I'm just not there yet with him.
Solana loves him because they were in band camp together. I don't know what they did, you know, in the middle of the night, but they were at band camp together.
I don't know why you guys are so down on Matt Mervis. Matt Mervis is absolutely raking.
Matt Mervis will never play in the major leagues again.
That's wrong. That is completely wrong. He will called up this year. When they expand, do they still expand rosters at the end of the season? That's still a thing?
Bet money.
Yeah. I'll bet you money.
Let's go.
How much you want to bet?
Whatever, a grand.
Matt Mervis is in the majors by the end of this season.
Matt Mervis plays for a major league team before this season's over. $1,000.
I'm going to think about that. I have to text Mike Hill and see what the possibilities are. Because I know he was DFA'd. Does that mean any team can take him off Jacksonville now? Or would it still have to be the Marlins? Like, any team can pluck someone off another team's minor league affiliate?
Any team can sign him to a contract.
At any any team could sign Matt Mervis.
I think what it is, when you're designated for assignment, you become an automatic free agent and you can sign with any team. But then if nobody picks you up.
Period. But yeah, if no one period. Does, yeah. now you're a property of the Marlins.
Right.
Again.
I think he's back property of the Marlins.
Yeah. I don't know. Solana says yes to, and Solana's kind of Jimmy, I've noticed. Solana will say yes to anything, Westham. He'll say yes to anything, but then he doesn't really know.
He's confident, no knowledge. Jimmy's unconfident, no knowledge.
That's a great point. That's the difference between the two. Jimmy is not confident from the jump, and Solana's overly confident from the jump. But they're both wrong constantly. All right. Anyway, I'm off tomorrow. Crowder's off tomorrow. Solana's off tomorrow. And Alex Dono will be filling in. Let me tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic before we wrap it up here tonight. I am a believer. Summer's here. Vacations, barbecues, beach days, long nights. This is the season to feel alive. But if your energy's low or your drive is off, you could be suffering from low testosterone. Getting treated is the first step to feeling your best for all your summer activities. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. Low testosterone can cause so many problems: low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. Summer's when you should feel your best, rested, sharp, and full of energy. But if you're missing a gear lately, it might be low testosterone. Get it treated. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, take the low T quiz on their website, and then schedule a consult. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they are doing it. Successfully treated thousands of men. There are 7 locations now in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Solana, enjoy Uruguay. I'm going to go enjoy Atlanta. I'll be back on the air next week full time. Took some days this week. Again, Alex Dono tomorrow. Thank you, Dan Day and Jimmy back in the studios for helping us out. 2 minutes officially left on the MLB trade deadline, but Sandy Alcantara is not going anywhere for the Marlins. Good news, fish fans. That'll do it for us on this Thursday. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you el lunes.
Oh, tell Tata Talicious I said hi.